Rodrigo Duterte won because he told a story. He told a story that resonated, that mattered, that this country is terrible, and the reason it's terrible is because drug addicts and drug dealers have brought it down. I will kill them all for you. He won on the strength of a story. A story builds across a community. This is another story. Maybe this is a story that we can all share too.
Listen up, y'all. Linya Show. Listen up, y'all. Linya Show.
Listen up, y'all. The Linya Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-Pilipino. Listen up, y'all.
To the millions and millions of listeners around the world, welcome to the Linya Show, powered by Anima Podcasts. Ang kasama natin ngayon, a Filipina writer, trauma journalist, and former investigative reporter for Rappler, and the author of the recently launched and critically acclaimed book, Some People Need Killing, a memoir of murder in my country. Welcome back. And now in person, Ms. Patricia Evangelista. Boom!
I am glad to be here at salamat muli sa pag-imbita.
Welcome home, Pat.
I am glad to be home. Sobra.
At kumusta? Kumain ka na ba?
Di pa. Ini-interview mo ako.
Ay, okay. Mamaya yun. Mm-hmm. Pero ito lang, nakapagkape ka na ba?
Kaharap natin. Ako ay, gumawa ng kape mo, pare.
Oo nga, salamat. Mm-hmm. Ano ba? Ano ito gawa mong kape?
Kape.
Cappuccino. Cappuccino. Yun. Wow. Ito ba? Ito ang kape of choice mo?
Maraming gatas, madaming asukal.
Oh, wow. So ano ka pala? Gatas na may kape?
Yes, gatas na may kape.
Bakit ayaw mo ng black?
Mas masarap pag matamis.
Talaga? Hindi ko na-expect yun sa'yo.
Ano feeling mo?
Feeling ko ano eh. Hot Americano lang. Ganyan.
Ay, yung hindi siya masaya.
Talaga ba? Hindi po malalasahan yung ano eh, lasa ng kape dyan eh.
Ang iniinom ko naman yung gatas tsaka yung asukal eh. So, flavor lang yung kape.
Cereal yan. Si baka cereal yan. No? Pero Pat, ano, huli tayo nag-usap November 2023. Mm-hmm. Tama? Nasa States ka ata. No? Or kung nasan ka ba, hindi ko alam. Mm-hmm. Basta nasa ibang lupalop ka ng mundo. Kalalabas lang ng book mo na Some People Need Killing. Naging ano, no? Paano ba? Medyo intense din yung usap. Na expected naman dahil intense ang topic, no? Mm-hmm. Pero ayun, napaka malaman at enlightening nung usap for me, and tingin ko sa mga nakinig, ang dami nakinig and nanood, no? In fact, nag-viral yung video snippets natin sa TikTok. Nag-million views siya. Yun yung number.
Okay. Sorry, wala. Pwede magmura dito.
Pwede magmura. So, wow. Inabot natin yung TikTok and ano, Facebook and IG. And maraming salamat no sa...
Salamat sa oras. Actually, fun yung interview. So, hindi ko in-expect na may video. Kaya, you know, 10 minutes before, biglang, ay, kailangan ko mag-makeup. Sorry.
Pero wow, first time natin nagkita nun via Zoom. Pero, ano... Well, iba in person pala. Iba. Gusto kong sabihin na ano eh, dun pa lang parang comfortable na eh. Iba pa rin pag in person.
Salamat. So, happy iba rin ako na. In person with you. Thank you happy for having na. Me again.
Ayun. So, ano nagbago simula nung huling usap natin?
Well, una, nakauwi na ako. Hindi ko alam nung panahon na yon kailan ako makakauwi, paano ako makakauwi. Kasi syempre iniisip yung repercussions nung trabaho. Pero, andito na. At, in about 5 days yung unang labas ko kasama ng mga tao pakipagkwentuhan dun sa libro, so medyo excited na medyo nag-aalanlangan, so nanatin kung ano mangyari.
Exciting, no? Medyo ganito rin ba pakiramdam mo, anong compared sa trabaho mo, nalalabas ka rin na halo rin bang excitement and pag-aalinlangan yung nararamdaman mo kapag lumalabas ka for your work?
Kasi yung trabaho, alam mo ini-expect mo eh, na you are not allowed to feel very much on the field kasi kwento ng ibang tao eh. Tapos wala ka sa sentro. Dapat andun ka sa likod. Dapat makuha mo yung simpatya ng mga tao, pero dapat rin hindi mo guluhin yung buhay nila. So, trabaho siya na parang ang daming bola sa ere. So, wala ka masyadong oras matakot, wala ka oras masyadong mag-alinlangan. Sana lang makuha mong tama yung trabaho. Huwag ka magkamali, huwag ka makakalimot ng tanong, huwag ka mag-mispronounce, huwag ka mawala. Pag hinahanap mo yung hinahanap mo, sana hindi ka makagulo ng ibang tao na kapitbahay. Sana tama yung kausap mo. Sana yung ini-expect mo na verification o storya or for example, nung mag-i-interview ako ng vigilante, sana dumating siya. Kasi ang tagal kong hinintay. Tapos baka mawala. Nung panahon na yun, yung unang vigilante na in-interview ko, iba siyang syudad yung pinuntahan. Hindi ko rin masasabi hanggang ngayon. Pero sa loob ako ng kotse, tapos alam ko dadating siyang nakamotor sa gas station. Kasama ko photographer ko, lalaki. And ang kwento niya sa akin pagkatapos, kasi biglang hindi sumasagot, biglang nawala. Alam ko dadating eh, pero tumitingin ako, parang wala. So labas ako. Ang una lumabas yung photographer ko eh. Labas ako, yosi ako, naghihintay ako, dun siya dumating. Kasi akala niya, na-set up siya. Lalaki yung lumabas ng kotse. Expect ni babae. Nakita niya ako, okay, pwede. Siyempre, pag may pinasok ka na ganun, iisipin mo, ano yung risk? Lalo na sa ibang tao. Dala ko photographer ko. May driver. So, isipin mo, ano repercussions? Alam ko, pumatay na tong taong to eh. Baka ako yung na-set up. Baka dinala ko yung mga tao into a setup. Then nakita ko sa sasakyan, mas takot siya sa akin eh. Kasi biglang magkukwento siya. Alam ko na mukha niya. Tapos yung knee niya nag-shake talaga. Medyo kumalma ko noon na, okay, pareho tayong medyo alanganin. Kwento na lang. So ganun. For the job, alam mo ginagawa mo, ang takot mo lang baka hindi mo magawa ng maayos. Pero lagi kang nasa likod. Ang problema, sa akin problema, itong book tour na to, okay, nasa harap. Hindi ako komportable doon.
Yun niya yung in-expect kong sasagutin mo. Parang, wow, yung contrast nung dalawang situation na yun. Sobrang bigat nung una, syempre. Makikipagkita ka sa vigilante. Pero pala, mukhang mas takot ka pa dito sa...
Totoo.
Sa pagharap sa mga tao, pagharap sa ilaw.
Mm-mm.
No? Pero wow, grabe naman yung ano. Saan mo inuhugot yung tapang mo going to these meetups? Kasi parang, pero nagulat din ako na sinabi mo na yung mismong vigilante, eh, takot din niya.
Takot din eh.
Parang nagtatalaban yung takot niyo pare.
Oo. And ano naman eh, hindi naman ako magkukunwari na hindi ako takot. Takot ako lagi. All the time. Every day. Am I doing it wrong? Am I fact-checking everything? Did I accidentally publish the wrong sentence? Lagi. Lagi yan. So, ano lang. Ano mas importante? Yung story eh. So, lalabas ka. Lalabas ka araw-araw. And ang lagi mo maiisip, lalo na kung ganito yung trabaho mo, mas takot yung ibang tao. Yung nagkukwento sa'yo, takot. Yung ini-interview mo, takot. Yung nag-arrange ng meeting, takot. Di ka pwede magpakita ng takot. Kasi ikaw yung pumili nun eh. Ginusto mo yan. So, and by the time andun ka na, wala ka ng takot. Andiyan ka na eh. Ang mas nakakatakot yung 1 hour, 1 week, 1 month before that. Pag nakaupo ka na dun, wala na lahat yun. Story yan eh. So, trabaho na.
Wow. gusto ko sana ng magtanong kung paano ka rin nagpe-prepare. So, mas mahirap yung 1 hour before kaysa nandun ka na. Kasi pag nandun ka na, wala ka na magagawa.
Wala na.
Kaharap mo na.
Mm-mm.
Makakahinga ka na.
Hindi ka na pwede magkamali. May makina na sa utak mo eh. Kasi ang tagal ko na itong ginagawa eh. So, yung proseso solid na. I mean, iba-iba yung nangyayari. Every crime scene, every story, every body, every interview. Pero alam mo mag-respond in every situation. Kasi nakita mo na eh. At alam mo rin kung paano gumalaw na mabilis. At least yung utak mo, alam gumalaw na mabilis. Sanay ka na i-clear lahat. Paano before that? Kasi yung before that, iisipin mo lahat ng pwede mangyaring masama. Or mali. Or naloko ka ba. Yung mga ganun. So, and I don't stop myself from doing that. Kasi kailangan mo maisip lahat yun. Lahat. Kasi kailangan bulletproof ka eh. Yung storya, yung kasama mo, lahat. So, yun yung mahirap. Sometimes it's not even the hour before, it's a whole year before, you know? So, ganun talaga. And then you just do it, because you have to.
So, bago mangyari, matindi yung takot, pag hinarap mo na, kakalma ka na,
tapos
mangyayari na siya.
Mm-mm.
Ano nangyayari pagkatapos?
Kasi iba yung takot sa akin eh. Hindi yung takot na mabaril ka. Hindi yung takot na... It's not physical or it's everything else. I could do the story wrong. Or I could believe someone I shouldn't have believed. Or yung pinakatakot ko, may mangyayari sa ibang tao dahil pinili ko na lumabas. This night, this time, na kung may ginawa ako na maka-apekto sa ibang tao na hindi pinili yung risk na pinili ko, doon ako lagi takot. So, yun. Across years, ganun lagi. Until now, ganun lagi. Baka itong pinaso ko, may madadaling ibang tao. Yung ganun. So, for me, ang tamang preparasyon dyan, isipin mo lahat. Ano pwede mangyari? Diba? And then, sa akin, kung if it's a risk to me, I concede ko ano pwede mangyari. And then, okay na. Pag alam ko na yung the worst possible situation, kaya ko natanggapin. And then, go na.
So, tatanungin ko kung paano mo pinaghahandaan yung takot, no? Mukhang naghahanda ka. Yun. Naghahanda ka.
Oo.
Prepare.
And, naghahanda ka sa takot sa pamamagitan ng pagiging takot. Fear is protection. I always think if I weren't afraid, then I would miss something.
Yeah.
And if I am afraid of being wrong, then obviously, fact check, bulletproof, lahat. If I'm afraid of danger to people I know, then lahat ng strategy na posible, maprotektahan lahat ng tao, go lang. If I'm worried about yung consent nung in-interview ko, baka mag-iba yung isip, baka masaktan, baka kung ano man, then babalik ako, tatanungin ko, gusto mo ba talaga gawin to? Sigurado ako ba sa ginagawa mo? Alam mo naman na pag sinulat ko to, hindi lang ako magbabasa, yung ibang bansa. Game ka ba sa ganyan? So lahat, it's... The fear is a good thing. Mahirap lang because tao rin ako. So, papasok yung takot sa ibang bagay. Nagbe-bleed siya into other things. So, it's just taking it every day.
Okay. And yun, parang takeaway ko rin. Parang kalaban din ng pagiging kampante, no?
Never ako kampante. Yun yung maganda. Diba? So, mahirap lang.
Parang na ano ko eh, nakikita ko, gusto ko yung ano eh, yung ano eh, may nagagawa yung takot para maging alisto ka, maging prepared ka, hindi ka mabibigla masyado, ano mo. Pero, yun niya eh, parang pag sumobra din yung takot, makikripple ka rin.
Yes.
Nakuha ko naman na yung ano eh, no, yung parang hayaan mo yung sarili mong matakot. Pero, may mga ginagawa ka ba para medyo lambingin yung takot? Alam yan, medyo ano yun siya. Oy.
Chill ka lang.
Chill ka lang dyan.
Tinatanggap ko eh. So, pag takot ka na, patry mo sarili mo saan ka takot. Enumerate mo yan. 1 to 10. Lahat to kaya mo ba tanggapin? Ito. Ito hindi ko kaya tanggapin. O sige, so you build around it para ma-avoid yun. Ano yung pwede mo gawin para hindi mangyari yan? So, everything else, you accept. So, posibilidad ba na mabaril o maaksidente o magkamali sa storya? Kung tanggapin mo yun, because the risk is worth it, kasi ang makukuha mo dyan, mas malinis, mas maayos na kwento, na consenting yung mga kausap mo, weigh mo yan. Pag tinanggap mo na, nag-negotiate ka na sa sarili mo, okay na, tapos na ako. Then go na.
Whew. Sige. ano pa? Siguro gusto kong bago uminit at lumalim agad yung ano natin, kwentuhan natin. Konting backgrounder lang. Kasi medyo nung last natin na usap, diretso rin agad tayo sa ano, sa topic. So gusto kong medyo mag-rewind ng konti, no? Na para mas ano lang, makita rin namin yung background mo para makita din yung transition mo to what you're doing now. So, saan ka nga ba pinanganak at saan ka lumaki?
Pinanganak sa Maynila, lumaki sa Quezon City, nag-aral sa Quezon City, St. Teresa's College.
SDC.
And then, UP Diliman.
Okay. And, kumusta naman? Kumusta ka sa school?
mahilig ako magbasa. So, lagi ako nahuhuli sa klase na nagbabasa sa ilalim ng table. Kasi iniisip nila pag bata ka, nagbabasa ka, matalino ka eh. Eh, ang problema kung binabasa mo, hindi naman kung comics binabasa mo. Nahuli na ako may Archie, nahuli na ako may Nancy Drew, may
Sweet Valley. Valley
Sweet Valley Twins.
Ah, twins
generation,
pala.
Generation.
Ay, sorry. Oo, yung iba, mas ano yun?
Sa ate ko yun.
Mga ate yun. Ate.
And then, nag-graduate na ako to Sweet Valley High. At dahil hindi kami mayaman, mahal ang libro. So, may mga panahon na, kasi, okay naman, comfortable naman yung pamilya ko na hindi nag-aalala kung kakain kami. Pero paano yung tuition next month? I mean, alanganin yun. Hindi kaya ng pamilya ko magbayad yung yearly na tuition, quarterly yan. Mm-hmm. So, mag-aalanganin ka. So, to get a new book was a big deal talaga. So, may araw na, I must have been 7 or 8, umiiyak ako sa bahay kasi wala akong libro. So, wala magbasa. Mahilig ako tumakas eh. It's the book, you know, that you run away into. So, alam naman na magulang ko eh. So, nakahanap ng 20 dyan. Nakahanap ng 30 dyan. Yung kuya ko nagbigay ng 5 piso. Kaya isang Sweet Valley.
Wow.
So, punta kami National Bookstore. Bili kami isa. Tagal. Pinakawalan ako. Nag-ikot-ikot ako. Tapos pag-uwi ko, tapos na yung libro. Yung ride pa-uwi. Tapos na.
Wow.
So, binasa ko ulit. Tapos binasa ko lahat ulit hanggang umabot ako dun sa bago. And then binasa ko ulit. So, the moment nagkatrabaho ako, yun. Waldas ako sa libro. And, lalo na, ito yung trabaho ko ngayon, pag nagbabasa ako, ganun pa rin. I don't read books that I have to. I read books that I want to. So, young adult, fantasy, space opera, science fiction, ang tendency ko, dapat happy ending lagi.
Mm.
Kung love story yan, kailangan magkatuluyan sila. Mm-mm. Hindi mamamatay yung isa, hindi magbe-break yung isa, dapat alam ko lagi. Parang pelikula, hindi rin pwedeng may namatay na aso. Hindi rin pwedeng may hindi nanalo ng gera yung good guys. So, ganun lang. So, same as when I was a kid.
So, pabaliktad ka ba magbasa?
Hindi.
Eh, paano malalaman kung anong mangyayari sa dulo?
Check mo yung likod ng libro.
May ano na doon?
It's a joyful story. O, di okay ka na, di ba?
Ilan lang ang kwento na hindi ano, nakakabasag eh. Di ba?
May genre ang tawag hope punk. Nung panahon kasi na, I think maybe 10 years ago, film and books went dark. Yung medyo grim, Game of Thrones, for example, or House of Cards. Alam mo eh, it's sad, it's depressing. It's called grimdark sa pop culture, di ba? Ang counter niya is hope punk, joy. That people win, people fall in love, there is joy. It doesn't matter what the genre is. Pag natapos mo yung libro, masaya ka na sa mundo, pwede na ako bumalik ng kali. Okay na ako.
Madaya.
Mm. Diba?
Nandun ka pala sa section na yun na siguradong happy
ending. Oo. Second floor ng fully booked children section. Doon ako.
Wow. Mm.
Young adult. Sorry. Young adult. Young adult pa naman ako eh.
Naman. So parang ano yun, no? Parang hinahanap mo sa libro yung contrast nung nakikita mo sa reality.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yun yung hinga ko.
Okay. Kasi kapag pati ba naman sa libro?
Oo, hindi ko kaya.
Pwede bang baliktad? Na ano? Sa libro yung mga hindi maganda, tapos pwede bang happy ending yung ano, reality?
Walang ganun eh. Diba? So, pag mag-expect ka ng happy ending in normal life, dun papalya talaga yung mental health mo, yung emotions mo, lahat. Lalo kung journalist ka. If you do a story with the expectation that the world will change, you won't last as a reporter. So negotiate kagad expectations. With a book, I can demand. I want them to win. Tsaka binabayaran ko, sayang naman, di ba? Which is weird because I'm asking people to read a book that is sad and brutal and depressing. And some of the yung public reviews, yung sa Goodreads, nagugulantang pa yung mga tao na, ay, bakit naman ang daming namatay? Bakit depressing? Magagawa ko yung totoo eh. So, but if people have great, glorious lives and they're happy and content, maybe they can afford to read about what happens on the street. I am on the street. I know what's happening. So I run away every so often so I can be in a happier world.
Wow. Woof. Medyo ano, parang, so, mahilig ka sa mga happy ending, pero itong, ano, umikot, ano, parang, nagbabasa ka ng mga libro, mahilig ka sa mga libro na maganda yung ending, pero, nung ikaw na yung pinasulat ng libro, dito mo naman binuhos yung ano, yung mga hindi masyadong, hindi talaga happy. Pero parang ano siya, no? Ikaw yung sumusuot sa mga sulok. Ikaw yung pupunta sa dilim habang tuloy ang buhay ng mga tao. And ikaw yung nakakita ng mga yun. And itong libro yung way mo of telling these stories.
It's a way of keeping a record. Pero ano rin eh, parang gusto ko rin klaro na yung mga lugar na pinupuntahan ko, yung mga pinupuntahan ng mga katulad ko, hindi naman ako mag-isa sa Pilipinas, ang daming reporter who are doing the job, who tell the stories that have to be told, who are far braver than I am and who are more consistent than I am. Yung mga places na ganun, they're not really dark places so much as they're places na posible magkaroon ng reckoning na may masamang nangyari, may trahedya na pinagdaanan, may trauma na pinagdadaanan yung mga tao. Pag pumasok ka doon at record mo, someday it might matter. May record. Pero hindi siya exotic. Daily bread to eh, sa madaming tao, sa Pilipinas. Pumasok ka ng, nung panahon ng gera, some of our sources, ito yung mga tao na namatayan na. Tapos magte-text, o yung kapitbahay ko nangyari din. Doon kami pupunta. Or may nakulong, sasabihin, oh, yung bagong labas na matay yung anak na baril na tukhang na AJK. So, concentric circles siya eh, palabas ng palabas. But imagine living in a situation where this is normal. So, hindi nga siya exotic. So, I go to places na, yun nga, pwede ang reckoning. Pero, every story is a love story as well. Mother to child, husband to wife. It's a story of loss. But the act of their telling a story, may konting, hindi siya pag-asa, pero may tatag. Kasi ang reporter naman, bawal naman magbayad ng kwento eh. So may risk lagi na pag nagkukwento sila sa amin, kasi baka may mangyari sa kanila. And you always wonder, ako, I wonder sometimes why people keep telling the story, even given the risk. And then you understand and you always remember that people tell a story because they want to keep that record. Ayaw nila mawala yung anak nila na yun. Gusto nila maalala ng mga tao. Gusto rin nila malaman ng mga tao na ito nangyari sa amin. Importanteng malaman nyo. Sana may pag-asa, sana may katarungan, pero kung hindi, huwag nyo kalimutan. Tao to, nangyari to. And that's why we tell stories, why you tell stories, why I do. It's a function of just living. This is what happened and it should be known. Ganun lang.
Yung gusto ko talagang talong dito sa conversation natin, Pat, ano yan? Ang dami mong hinaharap na iba't ibang kwento, no? Pero para sa'yo, what makes a good story?
Subjective yan sobra. I used to run a production house called Storyline. And every week, meron kami mga researchers, may mga interns, sometimes ako, lalabas, maghahanap ng kwento. And tatlo lagi hinihingi namin. May kwento, kasi video to eh, so may elements na required pa. May kwento, marunong magkwento, gusto magkwento. Hindi pwedeng mawala yung tatlo na yan. Lahat naman tao may kwento. Yun, importante yun malaman kasi if you sit with anyone for 2 hours, 3 hours, kung gusto lang nila magkwento, may kwento lagi. Lagi. Ang tanong lang, kaya ba nila ikwento yun? Kasi ang storyline, walang host eh. Ilalatag lahat yan. Uupo ako 3, 4, 5 hours with someone drawing out a story. And while that's being drawn out, kahit gano'ng kagulo yung pagkakwento, in my head, bumubuo yung arko. So, kaya ba nila kumpletuhin yung arko? Willing ba sila na pag tinanong ko, so, nung pumasok yung asawa mo, yung maging asawa mo sa kwarto, ano tumakbo ba sa isip mo? Gwapo ba? Na-inlove ka ba? Take me to that moment. Kaya ba nila yon? Kaya ka ba nila dalhin? Kasi minsan, sasabihin lang nila, oh, gwapo siya. Pero ano naramdaman mo? Ano nakita mo? Ano yung napangarap mo in that moment? So, marunong magkwento. Yung kwento, sa akin, hinahanap ko yung arko. Yung simula nung pangyayari, yung It's essentially a beginning, a middle, and an end. Mm. Diba? Sometimes kasi, I would think it's not a story yet. Kasi hindi pa tapos. May nangyayari pa. May hinihintay pa. But there is always a story. For example, pag may nawawala, the act of missing someone and trying to find someone and believing in someone, that's a story. Or one of my favorite stories from a long time ago in storyline was Edith Burgos. Nawala yung anak niya, si Jonas Burgos. And she still looks and she still stands for other mothers. You would think, walang conclusion yung storya. But the story is her. It's the faith. It's the belief that if she keeps standing, maybe he'll come back. And even if he doesn't, it matters to her na nandun siya. So, pero again, subjective to. Kung ano kwento sa akin, hindi ibig sabihin kwento para sa'yo. So, walking into the drug war as well, or walking into disasters, or walking into everything else, it's always informed by kung sino ako, saan ako nanggaling. Madalas kausap ko mga tatay, kasi close ako sa tatay ko eh. Madalas kausap ko mga bata na naka-witness ng mga pangyayari. Imaginative children who have dreams and hopes, kasi lahat tayo naging bata, so gusto marinig yung kwento na yun. Pero what appeals to me doesn't necessarily appeal to you, for example. So I can't tell you what makes for a story. I can tell you what makes for a story for me. Ano yun eh, parang may pitik sa utak ko, naririnig ko ng konti sa likod.
Mm-hmm.
Parang may nung in-interview ko yung isang vigilante, kung saan nanggaling yung title ng libro, nung tinanong ko siya, paano ka naging mabuting tao kung pumapatay ka, at sabi niya, ma'am, may mga tao lang talaga na kailangan patayin, pumitik na yun sa likod. Nakita ko na. So, sometimes it's a gut thing, sometimes it's a moment, it's a scene, it's something. Bye-bye. Or sometimes, nung storyline, dahil may freedom ako na pumili kahit masaya, May kwento dati na isang mama na nagtutulak ng kariton. And wala siyang bahay, pero mahilig siya magbasa. So ang ginagawa niya, pupunta siya ng tindahan, magbayad siyang 5 piso, bibigyan siya ng unselected na pile. Isang ano, by the kilo eh, yung libro. Kukunin niya yung kilo, babasahin niya isa-isa through the week. Then ibabalik niya. Kasi wala siyang tirahan. So, sa kariton, nakapatong yung mga libro pagtapos ibabalik. Tapos sasabihin na, hindi mo ba namimiss yung libro? Hindi. Kasi malawak yung utak niya. Sky's the limit. For as long as the story's inside him, it lives. So, ganun lang. Basa lang siya ng basa. Pag may hindi siya naintindihan, babasahin niya out loud, magko-context clues siya. So, everything from an encyclopedia na letter V to Robert Ludlum to Nora Roberts, babasahin niya yan. Wala siyang pakialam. It's a story. For me, that mattered. Pahilig ako sa kwento eh. It might not be a story for someone else.
Whew! Una, fan ako ng storyline.
Nax naman!
Na-meet na kita. Gusto ko ma-meet yung may hamak ng camera eh.
Ah, gusto mo. Eh, gawin natin yan.
Sino yan? Parang?
Paolo Villaluna.
Mm-hmm. Galing daw. Magaling. Fan ako. No, hindi, pero totoo ah. As in, nung hindi ko alam kung college ako niyan or high school. Ayoko na sabihin kung kailan. Pero...
Man, ilang taon lang age gap natin, imposibleng high
ibig
school
sabihin,
ka.
Ibig sabihin, gumagawa ka na ng mga kwento, nasa edad pa lang tayo.
hindi rin.
Pero ako sobrang gusto ko yung storyline niya kasi hinahayaan nyo silang ikwento yung kwento nila. Walang host. And ako, sorry, pero mahilig kasi ako sa mga documentaries din, ganyan. Pero nahihirapan ako minsan kasi parang may pakiramdam ako minsan na yung host ay parang nagiging siya yung sentro nung kwento.
At that time, ang paniniwala din ni Pao, hindi dapat gumitna yung host. So pinaglaban namin na show na walang host. Buti nagtiwala ANC. It was a very interesting challenge to pull off. Pero I think also with storyline, it's also what informed my work across the years. Ayokong nasa harap. Lagi akong likod ng camera. Kaya ang hirap nung nasa Rappler ako eh. At least in the beginning. Kasi lahat ng reporter doon kailangan humarap ng camera eh. So natuto ako mag-shoot para wala akong sa harap.
Magaling. Magaling. Pero ngayon, lalabas ka. At wala kang magagawa. Wala kang magagawa. Kailangan mong harapin yung mga tao. No? So mukhang ito na yung moment din. Dami ko notes, pati. Kasi,
go lang.
Ano, una yung ano eh, yung sabi mo, subjective siya.
Mm.
Yung kwento for you, posibleng gusto mo yung kwento na yon, not necessarily other people. Pero yung medium na ginagalawan mo, ay nagki-create ka ng kwento na gusto mong panoorin ng iba.
Mm.
So parang bahagi rin ba yun syempre ng proseso mo na, okay, itong kwento na to, gusto ko, pero kailangan ding merong appeal sa mga
I think feeling ko, most of the time when I'm on the field, whether disaster siya, or drug war siya, or even for storyline, that we wanted to try for hopeful stories, may confidence din ako na pag interested ako, pag nakita ko na yung arco in my head, ang trabaho ko to make it matter. So, hindi ko iibahin yung kwento para maging appealing. Feeling ko yung weight na sa akin to make it compelling. It's the way I tell the story. So, whether or not I'm successful is a completely different thing. In the same with the drug war, this is not a story that people want to hear. But I have confidence that it's important for people to know. So the weight is on me to make it compelling. So that's a hope. That's always the hope.
Parang ibang ano rin, ano? Ibang skill set to para ilabas yung... Kasi sabi mo may kwento, may marunong magkwento.
Gusto magkwento.
May gustong magkwento.
Mm-hmm.
Pero meron lang kwento? Hindi masyadong marunong magkwento at hindi rin gustong magkwento.
Kung hindi gusto magkwento, hindi ko pwede na kausapin.
Tapos diba? Na.
Pwede mo i-convince eh.
Mm-mm.
Pwedeng mag-build ng relationship, magtiwala. Siyempre, yung vigilante, hindi naman haharap yan sa akin. Ma'am, pa-interview ha? So, mahabang proseso yan. Pag feeling ko kailangan siya, and as a part of the bigger story, hanapin ko sila. Same way kung may inakusahan ka, habulin mo yung inakusahan para makuha mo yung kwento niya. Kailangan yun. Importante yun. Kahit ayaw magkwento, convince them. You have to because you have to get their side. At kung hindi, no comment. Pero at least naabot mo. With a drug war, kailangan gusto magkwento. Pag trauma, kailangan gusto magkwento. Kasi ayaw mo maging medium na ma-traumatize yung mga tao eh. Kinuha na nga lahat sa kanila, tatanggalin mo pa yung their power to refuse. Dapat meron ganun. Ang maganda, pag hindi video, kasi video ang storyline, documentary, film, lahat, you can get past marunong magkwento. Kasi hindi nahaharap ng camera, hindi kailangan articulate, kailangan lang may oras ka na umupo doon ng ilang oras, ilang araw, magpakwento ka lang. It just so happened na across the world, there were so many stories and so many people who wanted to tell them. And most of them can tell a story. So, for the book, it's not so much nag-exclude ako ng mga tao, it's pinili ko yung mga tao na may relationship ako, na nasundan ko from the very beginning, mahaba yung gere. So, yung mga willing talaga na maging bahagi ako na nanonood sa buhay nila. May birthday yung isang anak, pwede ba ako sumama? Nood lang ako? Or pwede ba ako bumisita next week? Yung ganung bagay, yung willing talaga. Kasi hindi to spot report eh. It's more than 100,000 words. So, my tendency as a reporter, gusto ko malaman lahat. Lahat. Ano kinain mo kahapon? Ano suot nung anak mo nung araw na nawala siya? Yung ba yung lagi niyang suot? O nag-iba that day? Or for example, one of the young men who was part of the book, his name is Justin. D-J-A-S-T-I-N. Akala nung nanay niya, hindi siya yung namatay kasi ang na-report sa kanya, iba yung kulay ng t-shirt. Sabi ko, bakit? Ano ba yung mga suot niyang t-shirt? Mahilig pala sa fake na Nike. So, ang dami niya, in every color. So, kampante yung nanay, nung lumabas ng bahay, iba yung t-shirt eh. Kaya okay lang, hindi siya yun. And then, nakita niya, nagpalit pala. So, the littlest details matter. Not just in proving a case, but also in understanding the person. It's it you get the whole person.
Oof, saan mo sinisilid sa isip mo yung mga detalye na yan?
Para siyang ano eh, para siyang picture. Nabubuo siya, konti-konti. Parang may blanco ka na page, nag-i-interview ka, konti-konti, nagkakaroon ng laman. Maya-maya, gusto mo malaman ano yung kulay ng shirt eh. Gusto mo malaman kung bukas yung ilaw. Pag binubuo mo yung picture, nakukompleto each detail. It might not matter to the person who's telling the story, but if they're willing to answer, then mabubuo. Yung kamay, pag nakahulog ba yung kamay, yung baril ba nandito o nandito? Ano yung favorite niya na panoorin? Ano yung pangarap niya nung bata siya? Kailan niya huling hinalikan yung girlfriend niya? Ganong bagay. Nabubuo.
Pero ano no, so magkaiba kasi feeling ko yung nung nasa storyline ka, may mga kwento ka sa Rappler na binubuo.
Mm.
Parang conscious ka kung ano yung kwentong tinututukan mo. Dito sa Drug War, wala kang control din dun sa timeline eh. Kasi nangyayari siya, pupuntahan mo. So, paano ba? Pinipili mo rin ba yung mga kwento na tututukan mo? Or parang, paano yun? Dumadami yung kwento everyday. And nagtutuloy-tuloy. Yung iba ba, iniiwan mo? Yung iba, oh, okay, mas dito ako magtututok.
Yes. Ang advantage ko sa Rappler kasi, simula pa lang, investigative na ako. At long form ako, mahaba ako magsulat. So, hindi ako ini-expect na daily mag-file ko ilan yung namatay, ano yung mga pangalan. Although occasionally, I would do that just to understand ano yung scale ng isang gabi. Pero, yung night shift kasi iba-iba kami. May mga reporter, may mga photographer, iba-iba din yung deliverable sa bawat kumpanya. So, pag gabi, punta kami crime scene, then sunod na crime scene, then sunod na crime scene. But sometimes, may kaya ko itulak. To look further, to investigate. Minsan, like I said, may pitik sa likod ng ulo ko eh. Pwede, meron eh. May kailangan ako makita pa. So, it's happened na gumalaw na yung mga tao sa sunod na crime scene, magpapaiwan ako. Kasi may isa pang witness, may isa pang pamilya. While those nights were happening, I was trying to do that for every story. Na hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari bukas sa story na to. I just want to get as much as I can. Pero ang natutunan ko, pag andun ka, huli mo lahat ng number, lahat ng pangalan. Remember everyone, pakilala ka ng maayos para pag tinext mo bukas, alala nila na ako yung nakaitim, na may notebook, pwede po ba ako bumalik sa lamay, sa libing, sa mga ganun. And then nakikita ko ano yung pwede sundan. And by the time nakuha ko na yun, hindi na ako nag-everyday dun sa night shift. Nawawala ako, maybe a month. Kasi sinusunod na ako ng pamilya, hinahanap ko yung police, nangungulekta akong spot report, ganun. So, yes, I choose, and I'm grateful na medyo may control ako kung ano pipiliin ko.
So, conscious ka rin, kasi ano yun, pwedeng hindi mo kontrolado na titigil yung isang kwento. Kunyari, hindi na mag-respond sa'yo. Ayaw na makipagkita. Pero may control ka rin minsan na may choice ka rin ba na hindi ko na itutuloy itong sinusundan kong kwento na to?
Yes. Sometimes, my choice is based on hindi ko mahanap yung information. At hindi ko malalabas to na kulang kasi there's not enough. Or, in most cases, pag titigil lang ako ng kwento, tumigil yung pamilya. Nagpa-interview and then tatawag. Takot kami. Out ako kagad. Hindi ko pipilit yan. In the beginning of the drug war, the first 6-7 months, hindi pa ako masyado investigative. I would maybe investigate one story after another, enough to understand ano yung mga questions in the case. Sometimes it would take me 2 weeks, sometimes a month, sometimes 3-4 days for one story. Pero it was demonstrating what was happening on the ground, family to family. After the first 7 months, I really went investigative na. Accountability na. So, kung yung simula, you're looking at what's happening after, I wanted to know who was responsible. So I could take 3 months investigating a single police officer in Delpan. Or another 6 months investigating the outsourcing of vigilantes. I mean, the outsourcing of killings to vigilantes. Ganun. As I went along, it seemed more important not to find out who was killed or how they were killed or even who was doing the killing. By the time I walked into the book, it was, I wanted to know why we were letting people die. So, it's also a function of the questions I wanted to answer. So, minsan, pag nasa crime scene, there's a particular crime scene na it matches the question in my head na for whatever moment in the war it was, yun yung susundan ko, what I wanted to know. So, I wish it was possible to cover all the stories. All of us in the drug war wish there were either more of us, we had more time, more resources, more cars, ganung bagay. Di kaya. So, sa akin, instead of doing a lot and not going deep, I went deep and did very few.
And yun yung mga nababasa natin dito sa...
Some of them are there. There are stories in the book that I never published. Kasi sinundan ko all the way to deadline, which is 2023, last year. Yung iba, it was a story to me, but might not be a story out there. I wanted to do it justice, so I kept following it, but I wasn't certain yet paano ilalabas. And then the book happened. So, pwede na.
And, natatapos ba yung mga kwento na to for you?
No.
So parang itong mga kwento na to ay snippet lang of anong nangyari. And then you... Paano mo nasasabing kumpleto? Nakukumpleto ba yung kwento na yan?
I don't think so. In the same way, your story or mine is not complete. I'm telling the arc of a moment. That's it. That's all I have. Do I want to know what happens after? Of course. And if I could report on what happens in the aftermath of each story, I would. Pero this book is a snapshot of this moment. It puts it in context of the past where it happened. It puts it in context of a possible future. But no story is over. Patuloy lang naman yung kwento eh.
Okay, sige. Isa kong tanong ay, paano yung relasyon mo sa mga kwento na to? Kasi kailangan mong mag-invest ng time, energy, emotion sa mga kwento na to. No? So, pero at the same time, nagtatalaban din yung kailangan mong mapunta sa moment na yan, kailangan mong makapasok sa kwento. Pero at the same time, objective ka rin. Hindi ka pwedeng madala doon sa kwento. So, paano yung talaban ng dalawa na yun for you?
Well, I'm never objective. Kasi, again, hindi naman ako makin eh. So, anytime that you make a judgment, even of what story to tell, walang objectiveness yun. Subjective lagi. How you frame a story is subjective. What words you use is subjective. Do you call it a killing or a murder? Do you call it a protest or a mob? Diba? So, language, sa language pa lang, wala ka ng objectivity eh. Pero, if the question is about how I separate myself,
pagkalas,
tama ba?
Pagkalas.
Pagkalas? Yaw, magaling kumalas eh. So, pero, like I said, sa field, walang feelings. Yan ang trabaho eh. Hindi ako kumakalas. Wala lang talaga. Ano eh, wala kang room. Dumadating lahat yan. Ano rin eh, as nag-usap tayong process dun sa last interview, mahaba yung proseso. Sometimes it's mechanical. Kasi binubuo mo eh. Isasabay mo yung autopsy dun sa spot report, dun sa interview with the police, dun sa interview ng witness, yung counter affidavit. Lahat yan, ililayer mo on top of another. It's not so much objective, it's factual. Tapos, then you become subjective. Ano judgment mo with everything you've got? And then, isa-structure ko yan, engineer ko yung buong chapter. Kaya yan. And then you bring in the stories. If I spent the whole time of an interview and of data gathering, building the picture in my head, yun, kinukulayan ko nga. Pag upo ko sa table ko, nagawa ko na yung structure, kumpleto na yung material, andyan na yung picture in front of me. Gagalaw na yung picture. Then I have to walk through it. It means that if a man dies, he has to die again and again in front of me. Because I have to know how to tell the story. Ano yung tamang salita? Did the bullet slam into him? Did it burst through him? Ano yung tamang manner? But I have to see it again and again to see the right language, to see the right picture. Gagalaw na siya, paulit-ulit. Yun yung mahirap. Kasi then someone has to keep dying in front of you. And hindi kami camera. Every reporter is a real human being. So walang reported delete. So, ganun. I guess yung kalas is the process. May kailangan matapos eh. So, kahit ano feelings mo, you don't even set it aside. You just move through it. Kasama yun eh. Kasi you're probably vicariously living through the feelings of the people who built the story for you, who lived through it and then decided to share the story with you. So, you have to feel it in order to rate it. I cannot make people see what I cannot imagine myself, diba? So, yun. So, what grounds me is the job. Kailangan mo ikwento. Yung pagkatapos, eh, bahala ka na, diba? Survive it na.
Ibang level ng lakas yung kailangan mo para kumalas. Kasi kung hindi, masasakal ka. Ayos ba yun? Lakas, kalas, sakal.
Aba, may okay naglalaro.
Ba okay ba yan? Okay ba yan? May isa pa ako, may isa pa ako.
Go lang.
Kasi kung hindi mo alam kung paano i-process yun after, baka alaks na yung kailangan mo.
Suportado ko yan. Gin at whiskey.
Yeah.
Nakakatulong
yan. Yeah. Okay ba yan? Okay ba yan?
Galing.
Na-distract ako eh. Binubuhan na sa isip.
Natameme ako sa kalaliman ng pananagalag mo pare.
Pero yung alax, no? Nakakatulong ba sa'yo yan?
Nakakatulong siya.
Nakakatulong. Mm-hmm. So, after a long day?
Ang rule ko sa sarili ko, hindi ako iinom mag-isa. So, ang relax dyan, lagi kang may kasama uminom. Kaibigan, katrabaho, kasi pwede ka na magkwento. Or, for me actually, pwede ka na magtanong kung ano kwento nila. And it's usually a different story. So, I like hearing about people's days. Medyo intimidating yung tanong eh, tell me a story. Pero what I mostly mean when I say tell me a story, ano kanain mo nung breakfast? Kwento mo lang. Because I want to build a different picture in my head. And I'm interested. Diba? Kaibigan kita eh. So, I want to know what happened in your day, but I like to see what you see. So, kawawa lahat ng kaibigan ko, makulit ako eh. So, but it relaxes me. Na may kasama din.
Wala ka namang ano, sa mga na-interview mo na kainuman. Okay. Gin din. Kung ano, syempre, nang ano. Yan ang,
naman, yan
ang
tema. Diba?
May kalamansi, wala.
Minsan.
Yan. Mm. Ano na, ano, gin, kalamansi, tas tubig. Tubig, hindi?
Pwede royal.
Royal? Mm. Oh, wow.
Kung ano yung ibigay, iinumin mo, diba? Pero given a choice, straight ako. So, straight gin, straight whiskey, walang halo.
Masama ba yun, ano, ihalo sa cobra?
Man. Deadly yan.
Hindi mo alam kung magre-relax ka o magigising ka.
Magulo yan.
Pero wow, okay. Nawala tuloy ako.
Okay lang.
Saka kulit tanong isip ko. Anyway, pero yung pinag-uusapan natin yung relasyon sa kwento, eh, no? And kung paano na, ano, no? Yayakapin mo yung kwento, pero kailangan marunong ka rin kumalas sa kanya. Diba? Tama?
I think it's important na marunong ka kumalas. Hindi ko ma-explain kung paano kumalas kasi hindi ko lang marunong rin ako kumalas ng maayos. So, dati, ang kalas ko was after isang storya, lipat ka sa sunod. Ganun yun eh, ba? Diba?
Parang pag-move on, parang ganun. Kasi totoo, ba? Diba? Kasi parang kapag ano rin, walang bagong kwento, wala kang bagong kausap siguro, ganyan, bumabalik ka dun sa huli.
Parang, oo. Dati, ang nangyayari, kaya rin mahirap yung sitwasyon ngayon, at least yung personal situation ko na hindi ko pwede, kailangan ako lumabas eh. Dati kasi, pag-publish, pangalan ko nasa byline, wala na naman nakakapansin ng byline eh. Lumabas yung kwento, tapos na. Hindi na ako kasama. So, matutulog ako na isang linggo, and then punta sa sunod. Kasi wala na ako magagawa dun sa isa eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, maghahanap ako ng something else na may magagawa ako.
To keep you going.
Diba? Kasi pag naiwan ka with your own head, It's not a comfortable place. And there are only so many young adult fantasies I can read. Diba? So, you go to the next and to the next. Now, I can't go to the next because the story... The trouble, I think, with... For when people were asking, how do you know na paano mo tinuloy yung libro? Paano mo natapos? Paano mo pinili? All of that. Ba't ka nagsulat ng libro? Or why did you keep going? Any question of that variation. Natuto ako yung sagot, it's not that I own the story. The story owns me. This story owns me. So, hindi ko pwede kumalas dito na hindi pa tapos. And right now, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya. So, dati, pwede ako lumipat dun sa sunod, at sa sunod, at sa sunod. Ngayon, hindi ako makalipat. Kailangan ko muna ikwento ulit. Kailangan ko ikwento dun sa bayan kung saan siya nangyari. Pinublish ko elsewhere. Nagkwento ako sa ibang tao. Nagkwento ako sa in English. Sinulat ko in English. Here, I want the opportunity to tell the story in my language to my people, especially the people who had the balls to tell me. So, that's why I'm here. So, to circle back, di pa ako kumakalas.
And, salamat, Pat. I mean, salamat sa ginagawa mo kasi. Salamat kasi, itong mga kwento na to, I think kailangan talagang kwento natin to eh. No?
Mm-mm.
Kwento ng mga kababayan natin. And siguro nangyari lang na sa labas mo muna siya unang na kwento, pero to have the courage then to tell it here ay ibang courage din, ano?
Mahirap kasi to talk about courage in this context kasi medium lang naman ako eh, dumaan lang sa akin, 'di ba? So I didn't have to have the balls to tell it. Sila yung nagkwento eh. The moment nagkwento sila, responsibilidad ko na. So, I didn't have a choice in the matter. They trusted me, thus I must deliver. So, hindi ako pwede magtago. Sila nandito eh. So, tuloy lang. And I understand that there's language in the book na hindi regular language, na hindi siya... It's 100,000 words, man. Tapos English pa siya. So I wanted to be able to just tell the story as far as I can to as many people as I can. At if it takes me being here, importante yun sa akin na I can do it in the best way possible. Besides, uuwi naman talaga ako eh. Kasi I'm a Filipino field reporter, emphasis on the Filipino. Dito ako. Ito yung story ako. There are many stories just as important in many places across the world. Pero for me, this is my country story. So, dito yan. It doesn't take a lot of courage. I just wanted to go home and tell a story in my country.
And yun nga, yung lakas nga na at tapang na binigay ng mga tao para ikwento itong mga bagay na to ay kung ikukumpara sa ginagawa mo. Parang yun yung iniisip mo. Parang,
diba?
Oh, tulay ka for...
Yes.
All these, ano, no, parang voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not so much tulay. Like, there's a phrase that people use. It's giving voice to the voiceless. I am uncomfortable with that phrase. It's people are not voiceless. People have voices. They speak. And we're not messiahs changing their lives by publishing things. Ang bastos naman nun, di ba? They told me the story, I'm telling it again. In a different place, in a different setting, in a different medium. But they will have told that story anyway.
May ano, alam ko itong recording natin, ano, papunta ka pa lang dun sa book tour mo.
Mm.
Pero for sure, may mga nakukuha ka ng reception from dito, sa Pilipinas. Mm. No? May pagkakaiba ba yung ano, pagtanggap nung sa abroad at dito?
Naman. Kasi yun yung hindi ko na-expect. And there are many things that happened in the aftermath of the book na mahirap matuwa. Kasi when people say it's a good book, may pitik sa likod ng ulo mo, people had to die for that book to happen, di ba? But occasionally, very rarely, I can let myself feel some joy kasi may susulat na sasabihin, I felt this way for a long time and I couldn't tell my family na buong pamilya ko believed in the war and I couldn't say anything. And then I read your book and now I know how to say it. It's a pure, ay, nakatulong ako dun, na-articulate ko. It's the writer's craft. Nakatulong ako as a writer. So, ang laking bagay sa akin nun. Or parang there are people na may have believed in the war before, pero lumampas lang sa kanila, and then they felt accountable kasi hindi nila alam. And now that they know, it changes how they look at the world. Eh, yun naman trabaho ng reporter, eh, to give you information so you can know more. This information is framed differently and told differently, but now it can inform so many decisions that other people make in the future. So, I am grateful for that. Yun lang. Or minsan may mag-i-email lang, Iha, proud kami sa'yo. Hala, iniha ako. Pag iniha ako, alam mo, parang hindi ko alam kung iiyak ako or actually, nakakatawa, iha ako, 38 na ako, iha pa rin ako. Oh,
diba, diba?
Kilig pa yun,
kilig
diba?
Kilig yun.
Yeah, so there are moments that it matters when it's your own country, you know? It matters na sasabihin ng tao na ganito yung nangyari sa kapitbahay namin, totoo to. Alam kong totoo to. Or, for me, the best moment was when my sources reached out. Kasi ang hirap padala yung libro nung simula. Kasi ang layo ko, hindi ko mapirmahan. So, isa-isa, pinadala ko yan through my friends na, oh, ito, nakadedicate to this source, to that source. There are some people in the book who are unnamed, including a young woman. The first story in the book, her name is Love Love. And it's the only name I'm allowed to say kasi hindi ko pwede pangalanan, apelido, lahat-lahat. Nung napadala yung libro, ang nagdala, one of the drug war reporters, nagpadala sa akin ng litrato. It was her, holding the book, nakasmile. And then nag-message sa akin privately, nag-thank you. Yun yung takot mo lagi na, sinulat ko na baka nila gusto. Or baka nakasakit sa kanila. And then, nag-message after, pwede ko release daw yung litrato at sabihin na basa niya yung libro. Pero syempre, ang nirelease na yung kamay. Hindi na buong mukha. Mm-hmm. But it meant so much.
Wow.
It really did. It really, truly did na it could happen. And it happened maybe 2 or 3 times. Different sources. Iba-iba. So, it was comforting.
Wow. Wow. Syempre, Pat, ano? Siguro prior to this interview, nakikita naman ng mga tao kung gaano ka well received itong book mo, all these awards, no? Recognition, no? Yung New York Times Best Books of 2023, New Yorker's Best Books of 2023, Time Magazine Barack Obama's Favorite Books, ganyan. Pero wow, yung isang kwento na to na ganyan.
It was that. When kasi when all of that was happening, yung lumalabas yung mga listahan. Una, hindi ko naman alam na yung mga listahan.
Mm-mm.
So nung isa-isang lumalabas, hindi ko alam ko ano dapat pakiramdam. I know I am grateful. I know I am humbled. I know I am honored. I don't think I'm supposed to be joyful over it because of the hell people went through.
Yeah.
But when Love sent that message, when other people sent those messages, it was that I could. Well, thank fucking God.
Mm.
And that was extraordinary.
Wow. Ako actually, hindi ko alam kung ireregalo ko yung book o hindi.
Pula siya. Paglagay mo ng green na ribbon, pang Pasko na siya.
Ayan na nga. Mm-mm. Diyos ko po.
Mm-mm.
Pero, yun niya. Even yung pinagbigyan ko, si Sam, binigyan ko siya ng libro niyan. Parang, hindi ko alam kung... Siguro feeling ko hindi niya rin alam kung magpapasalamat siya at masaya siya sa libro or mabigat yung libro. Pero I think yun niya, hindi naman siya yung i-enjoy mo dahil na-enjoy ka sa mga nabasa mo. Pero yung halaga nung mga kwento na to, na parang feeling ko alam na namin pero hindi pa pala namin alam. Ang dami pa palang kwento, yung kapal ng kwento sa drug war na to. Parang nagkamuka eh.
Well, this is a very small fraction of what happened. And madami ring nagsulat na iba. Madaming photographs, quite a lot of people have covered the drug war. Hindi lang ako nag-iisa dun. So, I think it's a community effort to keep that public record.
And ako, kaya napakahalaga eh, kasi pag lalo mong pinatagal, lalong nabubura eh.
I had a source who wasn't going to tell the story. May takot, di ba? And ginawa ko, when tumago ko sa random house, sabi ko, I think we're going to lose consent. And dahil for me, hindi ko pwede ilabas ang ayaw ilabas. Lapit na namin sa publication. Sobrang lapit na talaga. Hindi mo pwede gawin yan. Pakitanggal yung chapter. Papasok na ng imprente. So, tumawag ako sa ahente ko. Sabi ko, prepare mo na yung random house. Ako papasok sa call with yung source. Intindihan ko kung bakit ayaw niya. Pero what if it's risk to life? And even if walang actual risk to life, the belief there is a risk is enough. Actually, just saying no is enough. Hindi ako ganun kung police yung in-interview ko o politiko o kung sinong celebrity. Alam mo, ginagawa mo nung kausap mo ko eh. But these people are traumatized and went through hell. Papasadahan ko pa silang isa pa, diba? So, I was in the call with a person. To a great applause to Random House. They were like, kung kailangan, kailangan. And that was huge. Kasi, nung sinabi ko sa ahente ko, may hawak siyang whiskey. Upo siya sa sahig. But, I don't know what to do. This has never happened before. And I said, but you know we can't do anything else. He goes, yeah. So he made the call. While all of that was happening, I was in the call with a source. And then she said, I just don't want other people to know. I don't want my neighbors to know what happened. Sabi ko, pero alam mong mapabasa ng buong mundo to. Sabi niya, okay lang yung mundo. Huwag lang yung makilala niya. Sabi ko, baka gusto mo nang ikwento. At kasama niya yung abogado niya sa call na yun. Sabi na, abogado na eh, get ko naman kung takot ka. Pero kung takot ka sa mga kapitbahay mo, na baka i-judge ka, baka gusto mong sabihin na sa kanila. So, ano na, himasmasan. Pero may takot din. May personal na takot. Sabi ko, kung takot yan, tapos na tayo. Okay lang. Kailangan lang sabihin mo sa on the record, ayaw mo na. And then may option tayo. Gusto mo ba, palitan ko yung pangalan, palitan ko yung lokasyon, palitan ko edad, detalye, lahat. Syudad. And then, ide-declare ko sa simula at sa dulo ng chapter na yan, pinalitan ko lahat. Hindi tayo nagsisinungaling kasi klaro. Pero hindi kita pwede identify. Sabi niya, ang ayoko lang naman yung ending. So, tanggalin mo na lang yung ending. Sabi ko, hindi pwede. Mag-iiba yung kwento. So, sabi ko, palitan natin lahat across the board. Nay, ano gusto niyong bagong pangalan? Gusto ba niyong iba? Papapiliin ko kayo. Tapos sabi niya, wait, kung magpalit yung pangalan niya, magpapalit ba yung pangalan ng mahal niya sa buhay dun sa storya? Sabi ko, so sabi niya, ibig sabihin, ang lalabas sa libro mo, iba yung namatay. Hindi yung mahal ko sa buhay. Sabi ko, oo. Sabi niya, hindi ako papayag. Ilabas mo yung totoong pangalan niya. Ilabas mo yung totoong pangalan ko. Kasi walang magnanakaw nung yung pagkapatay niya. Totoo siyang tao. Hindi pwedeng ibang tao. Akin yan. Sa kanya yan. We proceeded. And yun ang, it's not just lakas ng loob. It is a commitment to the story talaga. It's pagmamahal niya sa anak niya, hindi niya buburahin. Yun yung sabi mo, di ba? Ayaw mabura. Hindi siya papayag mabura. Kahit may takot siya.
And yun eh, parang totoong tao yung mga kausap mo dito. Kaya pag binabasa mo siya, nararamdaman mo yung bigat eh. Kasi hindi lang siya kwentong kwento lang, pero totoong mga nangyayari. Kaya, wow. Ako, kailangan maramdaman ng mga tao to. Feeling ko eh, yung wala, nagkakaano eh, nabubuhay habang, ano yun, nakakaano naman yung nabubuhay, ano. Dahil puro, ano. Pero, ano yun, feeling ko kasi Pat, ano eh. Dahil din siguro sa paulit-ulit na balita about these killings, na de-desensitize na yung mga Pilipino, namamanhid at nagiging normal na kwento. Pero nung pag binabasa mo siya na totoong binabanggit mo yung mga pangalan, na kung sabi mo nga, ng mga maliliit na detalye na nagsasabi na totoong tao itong mga to. Katulad natin na may mga pakisila sa kung ano-ano mga bagay na bubuhay eh. Nabubuo yung kwento and lalong para sa akin humihilab yung ano yung bawat account. Kaya parang I think doon siya nagiging compelling eh. And tingin ko yung napaparamdam niya sa readers ay kailangan natin maramdaman para siguro ano yung sinasabi natin kaninang yung takot para maging ano ka rin, para maging alisto ka rin. Mm. Diba?
Yeah, I mean, you can't hold your ground kung hindi mo alam gumagalaw siya eh. So, if nothing else, other than my hope na I honored the people who told the story, I don't want to make it ordinary. Yung araw-araw ng patayan, hindi yun normal, hindi yun ordinary, hindi siya acceptable. Or kahit hindi araw-araw, isang patay, hindi acceptable yan eh. Yung sa isang nanay na nangyari to, isang pinsan, isang kapatid, isang bata na nakakita kung paano mamatay yung ibang tao, hindi dapat normal yun. Yung trabaho namin, yung ginagawa namin, pag lumalabas naman kami, we're not hoping to see another body. We're hoping yung sunod tapos na. Hindi na mauulit. So, that's my hope for the book, that the terrible is not ordinary. Yung nangyari nung gera to contra droga eh. Normal siya na mamatay yung mga tao. Normal siya na may presidente na magsabing patayin sila. Dapat hindi. Yun lang.
Oof. Tatanong ko pa dapat yun eh. Pero sinagot mo na. Pero yun yung gusto mo ring marating nung book.
Mm-hmm. Sabi nung vigilante, may mga tao na dapat patayin. Normal na yun eh, nung panahon na yun. But, in another fashion, kung wala ka sa mundo na yun, it does seem odd to say that some people need killing. Pero that's a belief a lot of people have about certain people across the world. Whether immigration yan, whether it's about race, whether it's about drugs, madali kasi sabihin, iba tong tao eh, does not deserve the things we do. I mean, the things we deserve ourselves. So, while it is the starkest way to say it, that there are people to believe who believe some people need killing, perhaps we want to ask ourselves, do we believe that? Of a certain sort, maybe not drug dealers, maybe not drug addicts, baka yan ang paniniwala mo for other people who do things that you don't agree with, who commit crimes that you feel are reprehensible, should they die? Ang sa akin, I can hold my ground there because sa akin hardline yun eh. And technically, kung journalist ka, ang paniniwala mga tao, di ba dapat objective ka? Walang pumapasok na morality or anything else. I don't know if it's morality. I just think some people should not die. That this is something that is not acceptable, and for as long as it happens, then it's news. Then you report it and you ask why is it happening. So, yun.
Kung ano, no? Mapaisip, mapatanong yung mga tao pagtas nilang basahin yung libro ay...
Sana.
Ano? Whew. Yeah. And Pat, ano, by the time na pinakikinggan ng listeners natin tong episode, ay nakaikot ka na sa iba't ibang part ng Pilipinas, no? Ano naging proseso mo dito? Dito sa plano mo na to na, ano nga, magkwento, kausapin yung mga kababayan natin.
Mm.
And... yun, kumusta yung experience?
Dahil this is coming out, ano to, pangatlong buwan ng April mo ilalabas to.
Pangatlong linggo. Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are on the first week of April. In 4 days, tama ba? 5 days is going to be the first day that I'm coming out on the tour. At the moment, to situate it, a few days ago, nirelease ko na yung schedule. Nag-open na yung mga pre-registration. Kumasa na yung mga iba't ibang paaralan at institusyon. Pero may mga event na wala sa schedule. Na ayaw namin ilabas because delikado for some people. So, ang nakasulat sa schedule, ang launch ng libro, yung unang labas, yung unang book talk is going to be in UP Diliman on April 11. Home college ko yun eh. So, it felt very appropriate na nandun ako. But actually, 3 days before that is the first actual event. Payatas. Kwentuhan siya, damayan, baliktanawan, at andun ako para magkwento at may babasa may mga section ng libro na itatagalog para ikwento. Pero more importantly, sila yung magkukwento. So andyan yung mga tao na nasa libro, andyan yung mga pamilya na naulila na gusto magkwento, at bibigyan ko sila ng kopya ng libro. Kung gusto nilang pirmahan ko, pipirmahan ko. Pero ang punto is, sa kanila yung kwento, hindi akin. So, andun lang ako para mag-gather. I thought the best way to start this off is the people who should have told this story.
Wow. Ay, sana makasama ako dyan.
You're welcome to come to Payatas.
And wow, ano, laging binabalik mo yung kwento dun sa ano eh, sa kanila eh, no?
Yun naman talaga eh.
Kanila yung kwento.
You know, the difficulty for me in the book, well, all books are difficult. All writing is terrible. The process is hard. But one of the greatest difficulties for this book is something I never really did before. I had to insert myself, first person, diba? Kailangan mo ikwento. And even if I did it kicking and screaming, ayoko talaga gawin. Get ko naman na kailangan siya gawin. Una, because someone has to lead the reader through the book. Kasi nga, it's a grim book. It's difficult to read. It's difficult to live through. And if I want people to read a book, I want them not to run away on the second page, on the third page. So, kailangan mahinga. Kailangan, they have to trust me to take them through it. So, yun yung mahirap. Nakasama ako. Pero, get ko rin na kailangan ko i-declare kung saan ako nanggaling. Na yung filter ng pag-iisip ko, the fact I'm a Filipino, a citizen, and a person who does not believe some people need killing, has to inform the writing and the reading of the book. I'm complicit. I am in this country. I saw this happen. Did I do enough? Did I tell the story right? I don't know. So that has to factor in. And the only way I could do that was to put myself in there. I think, justifiably, I write it as a citizen.
May gusto kong itanong kanina eh, na medyo bumalik din dito sa kinukwento mo. Yung, so sa pagkukwento, nagiging bahagi ka rin ng kwento.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Lahat naman eh. Even when I was doing third person, I was always part of the story because I would choose what I would see. I would choose what crime scene I would write about, and another reporter might have seen something else. I saw the color of the shoe. Diba? So it really depends kung ano yung part ng arko nung nagkukwento.
Okay, so sa book tour, by the time na pinakinggan nila to, ay may chance pa sila to join ba?
I think so. At this moment we're talking, may mga events na kumakasa pa na hindi pa nare-release in public. Pero if it's around the third week, after that, may FOCAP sa UP Mascom, may St. Scholastica's sa Taft. Hindi ko alam if by then tapos na ang Cebu at Baguio. Pero yun, sunod-sunod pa yun. So hindi ko alam kung by then sarado na yung pre-registration or not. Pero I would be delighted to have people to go to the talks because they can ask questions, they can ask other people. It's a community thing. And across the month as well, I'm going to different bookstores. No announcement. I'll just walk in. If there are people, I'll sign the books. Tapos kung may mga mapulot ng libro, willing ako makipagkwentuhan. And then labas ulit. So, that's the best part, I think. I think I most look forward to talking to the families again. And I look forward to meeting people who have either read the book or about to read the book or who just want to talk, to tell stories. I'm not very fond of the standing on a stage and talking about stories. It's important, but I'd rather be just in regular conversation.
So, para naging bahagi na rin yung ibang tao dito, yung community sa kwento, no?
Oh, absolutely. Rodrigo Duterte won because he told a story. He told a story that resonated, that mattered, that this country is terrible and the reason it's terrible is because drug addicts and drug dealers have brought it down. I will kill them all for you. He won on the strength of a story. A story builds across a community. This is another story. Maybe this is a story that we can all share too.
Ooh. And ano, Pat, no? Moment na rin siguro magpasalamat yung linya-linya sa'yo for allowing us and pagbibigay rin ng tiwala sa amin to try and ano rin, to help out kahit pa paano.
I'm grateful. I never thought I would have my name on a t-shirt, my friend. Pero it's not that. It's alam mo, I can't imagine having done this with anyone else, but I mostly because you didn't blink when I said we cannot earn off this. All proceeds at sa mga nanonood, all proceeds go to the families na naulila ng drug war, specifically yung mga tinutulungan of an organization I very much believe in and support. It's called Resback. Mga kasama dyan, mga artists, mga dating drug war reporters, photographers who believe in documentation, in the record. And what they're doing is the funds go dun sa mga naulila na bata. It's called the Paaral Fund. Kasi nung drug war, a great majority of those who were killed were men. Fathers, sons, cousins, brothers, breadwinners. So, not only do you lose those people in your lives, you also lose your future. Kasi paano nasunod? Ano mangyayari? So, I may not believe in hope, but this is a hopeful thing to do. Na may magkakaroon sila ng oportunidad na makapag-aral, makita kung ano pwede pa gawin. So, if you sell the t-shirts, if the may mga fundraising elements din kasi, yung mga book talk. If all of those go to scholarships, to these kids, I will be absolutely grateful. It means I did something right. And thank you for the opportunity.
Ako, thank you talaga sa opportunity para rumesba kami. No? Totoo, kasi yung linya-linya kasi, para nakabuild din ng community, na gusto din naming maging avenue for them sa mga bagay na mahalaga sa amin, na makatulong din sila, 'di ba? And ayun, para alam nilang di sila bumibili ng fabric ano, pero may sinasabi yung pagsuot niyan, yung pagbili niyan, may pupuntahan. And siguro bukod dun sa diretsong tulong niya through yung proceeds nito, na napakalaking bagay, ay space din siya to communicate.
Yes. Again, tuloy yung kwento. And speaking of pagpatuloy ng kwento, I think by this point, na-announce na din ang fully booked yung program nila. And I think it was just a day ago when I decided what the program was going to be called. It's actually called Ipatuloy ang Kwento. So it's a paid forward drive. Random House donated a substantial amount of books for the families. Diretso sa kanila, hardbound copies of the book. Right now, there are paperbacks all over the stores na. Pero what Fully Booked is doing in partnership with myself, kung bibili ka ng libro, if you buy a book for donation, 20% discount for both. You're also allowed to buy 200, 500, how many books you want to buy. It goes into a pool of books. And we're working with two NGOs who have committed na ma-deliver lahat ng libro na to to municipal libraries, to universities, to community centers, to places where the word can be passed. The story can keep going. So, at some point, we hope to be able to do a portal. Or maybe at this point, buhay na yung portal. We hope to be able to do a portal on my website na susulat ka lang, hindi ko afford yung libro, may pamilya ako na gusto marinig yung kwento, may pinsan ako na gusto marinig yung kwento. Meron kaming maliit na municipal library, baka gusto nilang tanggapin yung libro. Ito address ko, ito pangalan ko. And I hope to be able to say, huwag kang mag-alala, papadala namin yung libro. So, logistics will be care of the two organizations. But for this particular point na individuals can write na, it depends on gaano karami ang mag-donate ng libro. And by donate, sige, kuha ko isang libro para sa akin. Ito lima, ito isa, ito sampo. Pamigay natin, kwento natin. So I hope it works out.
Yes, and sa mga nakikinig, no, marami tayong chance na mag-participate dito at sama-sama tayong manlaban. Diba? Diba? So, and ano, Pat, yung libro, may shirt, iikot ka, yun, ano, hoping na maging maayos lahat, no? At, meron akong huling question eh, napasarap na itong kwento natin, ano? Naubos ko na rin natin yung kape. Pero may isa akong huling question, no? Yun, nakita mo, ano, no? Nakita mo na mata sa mata, no? Siguro yung mga pinakamadidilim na, ano, sulok ng Pilipinas sa trabaho mo. At posible, mga ibang Pilipino rin, ano? Pero sa harap ng lahat ng nakita mo, meron kang nakikitang liwanag. And kung meron, ano yung liwanag na kinakapita mo?
Na across all those places, may mga tao na may lakas ng loob pa rin sabihin kung ano yung nangyayari at sabihin ayaw namin to. It's keeping a record. And for people like me whose jobs it is to keep a record, that's where my faith lies.
Pagpatuloy natin ang kwento, no? And maraming salamat sa kwento, kwentuhan na to, Pat, ano, na iba rin. Sabi ko nga, sa mga nakikinig na hindi pa napapakinggan yung unang episode namin ni Pat via Zoom, pakinggan nyo rin sana yun. Two-part episode yun.
Mm-hmm.
And ito ang first na face-to-face namin. At continuation siguro ng kwento na yun. Iba rin yung pakiramdam na ano, na magkatapat.
Mm-hmm.
At salamat, Pat.
Maraming salamat. Pwede na tayo uminom?
Ayan, gin.
Mm-hmm.
Tatry ko yung withdrawal.
Thanks, Ali.
Salamat sa lahat ng nakinig na nanood. Salamat, Pat.